All right, back at it here on The Fan. It's Overtime with Jonathan Peterlin, and we are joined by former Brown, Joe Hayden. Joe, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I like the suit, like the red.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Do you want to make a little statement?
What's the statement?
I'm loud. I like loud clothes.
Okay, that's good. Well, you had the shoe store for so long, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to live a block away from the shoe store, so I'd pass the shoe store all the time.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
good,
it was
good,
cool.
Good.
I always loved it. Yeah,
thank you,
yeah.
Thank you.
You still into shoes or no?
I'm still into shoes, big time. But I got in with StockX. So I
you did?
Yeah, so kind of. A little better shoe situation set up.
That's a good place to be in. There's
yes.
No doubt about that. I tried getting into Jordans for a little bit. Mm-hmm. First off, very expensive hobby.
No, I thought for sure.
Very expensive
for
hobby.
For sure.
And then the problem was is that I never knew. I tried to go on the website and I tried to secure them. You don't have these issues though.
The bots, man, they're taking all of the. They're taking all the releases.
Yeah.
They're taking all the releases. It's crazy.
We need to stop that.
We need to stop
that's
that.
That's the
true
crime in America.
1,000%.
You know, these
bots
go after the Jays.
For sure.
Oh, awful. Anyway, Joe, glad to see you today.
Thank
this is
you,
great.
Thank
all right, can we talk a little Browns?
Yes.
All right. Kevin Stefanski, your first impression of Kevin Stefanski and him coming back for next year. I'm not saying he's lost the locker room, but you saw some of the Jadeveon Clowney, some of those comments to Mary Kay Cabot. When the defensive side of the ball is not – when they're in shambles, when they're not all on the same page, how hard is that to come back from?
I think – If you have the main guys, if you got the Myles Garretts on the coach's side, I think that it still can be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I hope that he's able to just get through the team this year. He's coming back for sure. Do we know who's the new defensive coordinator?
Jim Schwartz.
Okay.
Yeah. So, any familiarity with Jim Schwartz?
I have no familiarity really with Jim Schwartz.
Okay.
I'm just thinking hopefully when he's able to come in that he's able to really just win over the defensive side of the ball. I think they have a lot of talent there, though. So I think with Miles still being there, with as long as Jim and Miles will be on the same page, I think it'll work out.
Yeah, that was the weird part with Jadeveon and Miles at the very end. It just mm-hmm. It felt like Jadeveon and Miles, you know, they were buddies for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like a Batman-Robin situation. But for some reason, it fell apart between the two of them. And,
yeah.
You know, if anything, the comments were insinuating that Miles, you know, was getting – the better looks defensively mm-hmm. than maybe Jadeveon was. How hard would that to be?
I mean, this is the thing. You have to realize everybody doesn't get treated the same. And Miles is on this point where at any time, I wouldn't be mad if he would be on the position where, you know, this is your dude that you want to get him to. He's going to win. He's going to win his one-on-one. He's going to win his spot. So it's just you got to kind of accept that reality. And I think that Miles is going to be – I think he's going to be just fine.
Cornerback Joe Hayden joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. Joe, tell me about the cornerbacks in particular. I'm so curious to know what your thoughts are across the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, the top three cornerbacks in my mind, they're on the Broncos, it's on the Rams, and it's on the Jets. I like Sauce Gardner a lot,
okay.
Right? So
yep.
Sauce Gardner, Ramsey, Patrick Surtain, right?
Yes.
Three really good ones. They're also all home at this point of the season as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of going around that the cornerback position – it's being devalued across the NFL. Do you see it that way as well or no?
I don't really see it. I mean, look at the Eagles. We got Slay and we got Bradbury.
True.
I really, really like those dudes. I think it's just becoming it's no such thing as a shutdown corner because you can't physically take the receivers away. You can't manhandle them. You can't really put your hands on them on the line.
Yeah.
So I think now it's more of route reading, more understanding concepts, more you're not getting beat for the deep ball. As long as nobody's blowing you over the top, then – making quarterbacks periodically walk the ball down the field is the bigger thing. So I think if you just have corners that know the systems, like when I'm watching Bradbury and Slay, just two vets that know defense, that know that you can't just be grabbing. People that are getting look back for the ball. It's just a different game now where you got to have more smarter corners that are understanding. You're not going to cover everything. Take away certain things. Don't get beat deep. And when your opportunity presents itself, make your picks, make your plays. And that's why I think that just – getting smarter corners, I mean, it's just so much harder to literally take a receiver out of the game because, for one, you can't touch them as much. You can't touch them when they pass five, and the quarterbacks are throwing the ball on the dime.
Okay, that makes sense. What about Denzel? Do you feel like he fit into what you were describing there?
Yeah, 1,000%. 1,000%. I think Denzel is more of a press corner. He's very, very he's very hazy. He likes to get up on the line, and that's a good thing when you want to be a guy that takes away the best receiver, getting physical with him. But I think sometimes he can be able to play a little more off technique, eyes, more just not getting himself in a position where he has to be as physically gifted as he is.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about your time in Pittsburgh just a little bit, because Mike Tomlin had like the first year in forever where it was like threatening to fall below 500.
Mm-hmm.
How surprising is that to you that Tomlin was able to do what he did, starting 2-6 to start the year, and then able to rally back the way that he was able to.
Honestly, it's not that surprising with Coach T. The team is never going to give up. You know, I mean, he's going to have everybody. He's going to have you each week going into the game, preparing just like the next. Like when they were losing at the beginning of the season, it's not like they're getting blown out.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's play here, play there. Never panic. Always know if we make those plays, we're going to win the game. And literally thinking about that and having the team feel the same way. So, I mean, I just knew that they weren't going to. I said it earlier. I was like, who do they think is going to have? Do you think Coach Tomlin's going to have a losing season at 2-6?
Doesn't happen.
I said no.
It just never happens.
He's not.
Are there any traits you see in Tomlin and Stefanski? I don't know how much time you spent around Stefanski.
I haven't spent too much time with Stefanski. Yeah, I'm hoping this year going to be my first. This is going to be my second year really retired. So
yeah.
I'm going to be spending a lot more time out here in Cleveland.
You're going to go to Berea? You're going to hang out?
I'm going to Berea. I'm going to be up there for training camp.
Oh, good.
I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff. So, you'll see. They'll see a whole lot more of me hearing my voice.
Any
about.
Any corners you want to get your hands on? You want to, like Joe comes back, and he's focused on Jedrick Wills. He's focused on all the different linemen. Anyone in the defensive backfield with the Browns that you like, that's my pet project.
I like 23.
Right there. MJ Emerson.
I love him. He's perfect. He's big. He's strong.
So
he loves to hit, and nobody's really talking about him. So I'm a fan of him, and he's already wearing the perfect number.
That's a good – by the way, great call with the 23.
Right?
Yeah.
It just hit. I was like, oh, my God, I got him. That's my guy.
But that's a great guy to latch on to.
Because you're
right. He's very underrated. The rest of the league, they don't give him nearly the credit.
Mm-hmm.
The advanced people love him. The advanced analytical people love him.
And at my same time, too, Newsom's going to be great, too. I love Newsom.
Newsom's awesome.
Yeah.
They're just loaded.
Yes.
They're absolutely. How are they so loaded, yet we had such a problem last year?
I don't know.
It's tough, right?
Yeah, I'm evaluate the tape.
I'll send you the all 22 before you get over there.
I promise you I'm going to watch the tape. This year I'm going to have some good stuff for you.
I love it. All right. Joe Hayden, thank you so much, man. I appreciate the time.
Sure, no doubt.
Great stuff. Thank you so much. Joe Hayden right there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I love it. I love that he's going to be around Berea. I love that he's going to be around the team. He's going to be putting his imprint on the Browns. That's fantastic.